get rap, more than your crowd, more than your crap, more than album sales, more than album buys. And if you don't live it, then this album lies. More than savings, direct deposits, more than skeletons hiding in your closets. More than New York, more than the tri-state, more than who I like it, more than who you hate, more than who in jail, more than who got shot, more than my neighborhood, more than your block, more than who drugging, more than who thinner, more than a loser, more than a winner, more than what I do, more than where you work. Sorry, princess, even more than your church. It's more than me, and it's more than you, more than Jake South, and it's more than Jews, more than Obama, more than Hillary, more than if you really ain't feeling me, more than a butler, more than a maid, more than tomorrow, more than yesterday, more than your big cat suits and ties, more than half truths, more than whole lies, more than who's wrong, more than who's right, more than your kids, more than my wife, more than where I live, more than what I drive, more than what's yours, more than what's mine, more than my hair, more than your clothes, more than my friends, more than your foes, more than my silver, more than your gold, all of this don't add up to your soul.
He wants you to have a breakthrough. He wants you to see the light and see where it's at. And when it comes to Jesus, we don't do one thing. We don't quit. We're never going to quit. My name is Michael Anthony Oliva. I am the host of the Pino Pesci Show. See, we can be better people. I'm not asking anybody to go to church. I'm just saying be smart. There's two kinds of people in the world. That was my man PK, the preacher's kid, with the track. He is from the Victory Church over on Castleton Avenue out in Staten Island, New York. I'm from St. Charles Church, Catholic Church. I'm going to go to a reading, first reading of the night, maybe inspire you and grab your family. And we're going to talk a little bit about family today because it is Holy Family Day at my church. It's a reading from the book of Sirach. God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors his father atones for sins and preserves himself from them. When he prays, he is heard. He stores up riches who revives his mother. Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children. And when he prays, is heard. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives, even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Revival him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten. Firmly planted against the debt of your sins, a house raised in justice to you. Well, that reading right there sets a great tone. This morning I went out real early in the morning with my son Anthony. We went out to church, and we got up to the bus stop late, and we had a walk, and I yelled at him a minute, but then I comforted him, and I put him on my back, and I took him four blocks to church, because he couldn't make it. And that reading basically is saying to you, it's telling you, you know, that you got to honor your children as well as children have to honor their fathers. Listen, we're in a new time right now. Not a lot of people have faith. Okay, that's a lot of problem that is going on right now. I think they did a thing, it was like 89% of people believe in God, but they don't believe fully. Well, one, you got to trust in Jesus. In time of struggles, it's a test. Struggles are part of your process of a growing Christian. Yes, I'm Catholic, but Catholics are Christian. Confess your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ. I personally believe in confession. That's my own opinion. Okay? Now, usually what I do in the beginning of my shows, I cut out papers and things, and this is from the Daily News, Tuesday, December 22nd, The Voice of the People, ruining the season for everybody. The Bronx, this was from this guy, William McGarry. He said, what has become of us so-called civilized people? A Brooklyn menorah and Christmas tree acts December 16th. How can a menorah or a Christmas tree ignite such hatred? I was raised as a Roman Catholic, and I never seen such nastiness and hatred toward any religion whatsoever. Michael Jordan, the manager of Key Foods on Prospect Avenue, displayed both a menorah and a Christmas tree at a supermarket and was subject to threats and foolishness, all in the process of trying to be fair and impartial to his patrons and community. Now, if I had the time to spare, I would gladly spend it making sure these cowards would not desecrate Mr. Jordan's menorah or his Christmas tree. Okay? Basically, it doesn't matter what your religion is, my friends, as long as you're righteous. Okay? You have to understand that. Now, you got to reflect on yourself today. Now, today, you got to reflect, and you could say this, greater love than this no one has than to lay one's life for one's friends. John 15:13. John, my friend John. Haven't seen him probably 8 years. Now, this is a very, I'm going to share it with you, a story. He doesn't mind. John lost his legs 5 years ago in a car accident. I got heart surgery 7 years ago, the same day. Okay? Same day, January 9th, 03. He was January 9th, 05. I brought John back to church after 20 years, took him to confession. Okay? He was the first person to receive communion on Midnight Mass. I was the second. It was the most life-changing experience of my life. Now, you have to understand something. The measure of our love cannot be found simply in the weak capacity of the human heart. We must love according to the measure of the heart of Christ. With a renewed conviction, proclaim your fidelity to Christ, the Redeemer of humility. That was said by Pope John Paul II as a reflection of December 27th, which is today. Okay, folks, what we can do is, we could study the Bible. We could reach. I was watching a Baptist preacher today, and he had Hebrews 11, and Hebrews 10:36. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in them. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. God is real, whether you want to believe it or not. You all have God inside of you. You can have a breakthrough. Bishop Sheen spoke about it 20 years ago. Joel Osteen speaks about it now. You can have a breakthrough. Or you could be stuck in the same old rut of the boring, boring, competitive, same old things you do over and over again, the same people you hang around that do the same old things over and over again, or you could change your style up. Now, in honor of Pope John Paul II, I'm an ecumenist. I work with all other denominations, okay? There's a program on EWTN, Rick Lawson, the Star of Bethlehem. It shows you from the birth of Christ to the Rosh Hashanah to the historical to the biblical clues revealing the significance of the event when Christ came into the world. When God made a man to come and save us from our sins, okay, where we can redeem ourselves and become better people, okay? And I would like to even quote my archbishop here in New York. He says, Christmas means we have a God who will simply not take no for an answer. That is the invitation of Christ. Nothing changes lives more than a baby. Nothing changes lifestyles and bad habits more than a baby. So I'd like to give a prayer out to a little baby, Adriana. My friend John had called me and told me baby's a little sick. So let's all say a little prayer for her. You know, God is good, man. He really is. And if you want to accept him, and you all you have to do is say, Jesus, please, come into my life, and he will come into your life. Okay? That's the way it's got to go, man. That's the way it's got to go. We got to change our ways. Little by little, we got to change our ways. But what I'm going to do is, I'm going to probably get into another track from my preacher's kid, and they're going to let you harp on this one, because we want to get the kids involved. And, you know, get them moving, jumping around, and I'll show you how good it is to be a Christian and how blessed you can be, even in the rap game, without cursing, talking about booties and this and that, and talking about God. Let's see if we get it. Maybe not. But anyway, God loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John?
Yo, scriptures! For this one, they might persecute me. Who would ever think you see Christian groupies? The body of Christ is like Sin City. Topic of sin, I show no pity. You might say, who is he? I'm God's servant. Walking in spiritual discernment. They don't fast no more, don't pray no more. The church don't use Jesus' name no more. What's going on? I can't really call it. Too much sin and no room for it. Spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is here. In Jesus' name, rebuke, get out of here. No more fear. We preaching the truth. They molesting, abusing, using the youth. Raving in wolves inside sheep clothing. Pray for us, for the sin we expose. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? So-called Christians, they give me screw face. Where the love at, man? You need a new face. Bad mouth the preacher, so two-faced. The gift and make room, but you too haste. Smiling when you shake the preacher's hand. Passing his house, spitting on his land. Practicing voodoo, still reading palms. Still drinking, I'm still reading psalms. Still a man of God, and Satan don't like this lifestyle of the saved and righteous. Open up your eyes, letting anything go. Sisters cover up, letting everything show. Lord have mercy, we need God's grace. The body of Christ, see God's face. Abraham and Lot inspired me to write this. Lord, we spare the church for one righteous. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? This ain't for the babes, it's for those that know. Seeing all the sin and still letting it go. False prophesying, lot of compromising. Not enough people with the flesh dying. Lot of dishonor, not enough loyalty. Chosen generation, where is the royalty? For this one, they might come at me hostile. Sin leaves a bad smell like God nostril. Body of Christ, please understand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. They want praise and worship more than the Bible. But the Bible is our means for survival. Too many idols seek the Lord again. Everybody Christian who's born again. It's sworn again, serve God with holy hands. Everywhere we stand now, it's holy land. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? You know, we just talking about how the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is still in the church today. You know, God took Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, but the spirit was still in them, and that spirit is still in the body of Christ. Take it out of man.
Wow. What am I saying? Is God good or what? Brought PK into my life. This man I met at my other sanctuary, which is a football field where I coached. Jesus brought him into my life because he was a born again. He was there. He was reborn already. He was already there. And he brought him to me and brought me there. And it's just amazing. And now I brought my friend John, and my friend John will bring someone else, and someone else will bring someone else, and someone else will bring someone else. And we'll just keep riding. We'll keep riding to God. That's it. I'm happy. I'm loving life. It's all about peace and love and happiness and greeting your man. You can't call yourself a Christian and still see color and not the soul of a man or woman. Shame on you. God bless you, but shame on you. Once you're baptized, the evil one has that out to get you. He's out to get you. It's a spiritual warfare. It starts with your mind. I'm going to give you another reading. It's another reading. It's a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. If you're reading along, chapter 2, 41 through 52. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day. They looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, there's that 3 days again, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, and all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astounded, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." Oh, sounds like me. And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them, came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them. His mother kept all these things in her heart, and Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. This was out of my mass today. I will use my readings from my masses when I come together with my other Christian brothers and sisters at night. And we will, you know, you could call in if you like. If you got a question you want to ask, I got a question to be answered for you, if you like. I take a question out of the catechism. In what ways is the church holy? Someone wants to know. Well, the church is holy insofar as the most holy God is her author. Christ has given himself for her to sanctify her and make her a source of a sanctification. The Holy Spirit gives her life with charity. In the church, one finds the fullness of the means of salvation and holiness of the vocation of each of her members and the purpose of all her activities. The church counts among her members the Virgin Mary and numerous saints who are her models and intercessors. The holiness of the church is the fountain of the sanctification, sorry about that, for her children who here on earth recognize themselves as sinners, ever in the need of conversion or purification. Basically, my church is not perfect. You understand? The number is 888-815-9756. You can call me toll-free. We could talk. I got another question from somebody. Someone asked me, why is the church called Catholic? Well, the church is called Catholic. That is universal. Insofar as the church is present in her, where there is Christ Jesus, there is Catholic Church. Okay? The church proclaims the fullness and the totality of the faith. She bears and administers the fullness of the means of salvation. She is sent out by Christ on a mission through the whole of the human race. We are the largest, okay? We do the largest charities in the country. We must work together to see God's divine law. That's all I'm asking. Work together to see divine God's law. Well, we're going to get back to another track. I think we're going to go to another track on the hit list from my man, the Preacher's Kid, because I'm feeling him tonight. I'm really liking it, and I think everyone else is liking it. I think we're splitting it up a little bit, getting the kids involved, getting them really going. You know what I'm saying?
The weirdest thing my Savior did for me is that he died for me.
Real to me. Oh yeah, give me the victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me.
Victory's so winning it. Start living it. Pick up your cross and put down your cigarette. I know you're sick of it, the liquor, the coke on me. Guard the net and get you straight and yoke. My pop taught me marriage for grown folk. A furnace, me and Christ, middle of the smoke. I'm a firefighter in a fiery trial. Middle of the flames, I can see Christ smile. Try and walk a mile in a man to guard shoes. Get this anointing, pay man to guard dues. Boost my iniquity, I'm not even worthy. Don't lay hands with the spirit man. Dirty. We all fall, that's no excuse. You dancing with the devil, drinking sin and juice. Known as a threat to the kingdom of Satan. Demons know which kingdom you face.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
My doctrine's not mine. scientist is that sent me. Satan can't beat me, all he do is tempt me. Without Christ, I'm empty, nothing at all. For money, y'all will give up rights like Esau. That's why we fall, we're not living it. Your mind is the doorway to your spirit. When Jesus knocked, open and receive him. He rewards those that diligently seek him. Mighty man of valor, Holy Ghost power. Lord, anoint me with a spiritual shower. Now is the hour, time to come to Christ. Bring down the walls of Jericho in your life. Paul almost got a gripper to be a Christian. Still saved even after benediction. Face affliction, I'm in the hand of God. Reincarnation came back a man of God. Between heaven and hell, Christ got holes in his hand from the nails. Out of spiritual jail, got new liberty. Can't preach your mind filled with iniquity. Sin in the ministry, God coming back. They high off iniquity like spiritual crack. I'm like Abel around 10 killer games. Pastors get hurt, but they never show the pain. Making it plain, singing in the rain. Wondering, is my living in vain? Let me explain, these trials make you. Just being baptized don't save you. The world hates you. The world hates Christ. Through his death, he gave me life. I preach truth and they don't understand. By the grace of God, I am what I am.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
Wow, could you imagine? Oh my goodness, I got a smile on my face from ear to ear. The Holy Spirit is in me. You want to call, you want to pray with me, you want me to pray for you, I will pray for you, I will pray for you. You will walk with Jesus tonight with me. You walk with Michael Anthony Oliva, you will walk with Jesus, you will walk with the Holy Spirit. I will bring you back to the promised land. Remember one thing, we are all sinners. Nobody's perfect. My church ain't perfect. If any church was perfect, there'll be no wars, there'll be no nothings, but it is what it is. We are all sinners, and it shows in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of glory of God. Romans 3:23, if you're reading along. Romans 3:10 says it again. As it is written, there is none righteous. None, no, not one. We're all sinners. I'm sure I sinned about 6 times today. Okay? That's not a reason to not ask Jesus to come into my life. All you have to do is say, Jesus, please, I need you in my life. Come into my heart. Grace me. Transform me into a new man. Yeah, I may look like the same person on the outside, but I'm not. I'm not. It's gone. The past is the past. You can bring up my past all you want. It ain't going to matter to me. Does not matter to me one bit. I am a new man. I am reborn. Born anew. As we say in our Catholic faith. Oh, wow. I have another question from a viewer. And he wants to know, why is Jesus called Christ? Well, okay. Christ in Greek, Messiah, in Hebrew means the anointed one. Jesus is the Christ because he is consecrated by God and anointed by the Holy Spirit for his redeeming mission. He is the Messiah awaited by Israel, sent into the world by the Father. That's God. Jesus accepted the title of Messiah, but he made the meaning of the term clear, come down from heaven, John 3:13, crucified, then risen. He is a suffering servant who gives his life as a ransom for many, Matthew 20:28. From the name Christ comes our name of Christians. People, don't turn away. Listen, I went to CCD all to 7th grade. At 7th grade, I ran out the door. Gone. 20 years. Took a walk. I didn't come back for 20 years. Took me 20 years to go to confession. 20 years. 20 years too long. 20 years are too long and no sleeping at night and thinking, feeling like a mutt. Not anymore. It's not happening. Can't do it. Can't do it. We have to change the way we eat. We have to change the way we live, like Tupac said. Man, Tupac, like, he was like a prophet, right? We got to change the way we eat, the way we think, the way we, you know, the way we pray, anything, you know? I mean, listen, I had heart surgery in 2003, okay? I'll tell you a story. My grandmother had passed away that April. She didn't even know I had heart surgery. It was raining that day, okay? A white dove stood out of our family window. That was the Holy Spirit. He was there with us. And I knew it, but I didn't know it. I know I'm tricking you a little bit. I knew it, but I didn't know it. I wanted to know it, but at the time I wasn't ready to accept it. Accept it. You understand? That's the problem here. You all want to accept it, but you're saying, ah, I can't deal with it. Well, you know what? It is a transformation. You may go through some hard times up the road. Listen, he's going to test you. He's going to test you. I said it before. Remember I said in Hebrews 10:36, he's going to test you. He's going to see if you love him. For endurance, right? I said 10:36, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. He will give you your gift. He will give you your gift. Jesus is God. Do you understand me? God made Jesus, made man, called him Jesus to walk the earth. He was born to die. He's the only man born to die. I mean, we're all born to die, of course, but he was risen 3 days later. Okay? 3 days later. Now, here's a good thing. Someone asked me, what is the relationship between the sacraments and the death of a Christian? Well, a Christian who dies in Christ, this is the answer to that one, reaches at the end of his earthly existence the fulfillment of that new life which was begun in baptism, strengthened in confirmation, and nourished in the Eucharist, the foretaste of the heavenly banquet. The meaning of death of a Christian becomes clear in the light of death and resurrection of Christ, our only hope. The Christian who dies in Christ Jesus goes away from the body and at home with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:8. 2 Corinthians 5:8. Okay? Let me tell you. Don't let another day go by without bringing the Lord back in your life. Say a prayer. I'm not asking you to go to church. All I'm asking you to do is ask Jesus to come back in your life. And what I'm going to do is, we're going to get into another hip-hop track. Because that's the way I do it over here. My name is Michael Anthony Oliva, the host of the Pino Pesci Show. And my man Preacher's Kid, I'm going to drop another one on you from him. Very shortly. As soon as my producers get their act together over there in L.A. that I'm sitting here in New York. But I'll give you a couple of more things. Oh, man. Here it comes.
Sounds so good, don't you agree?
Yo, we're giving out lessons on this one. You might have yourself bop when you have your Christ. And it goes like this. The church never heard Christ rap like did it. Fire in my bones, feel like I'm lit in it. Probably top 10 on Satan's hit lit in this. I don't just preach this thing, man, I lit in this. Proclaim the gospel, that's why I spit in it. Help from asthma, the flow is too sedative. Christ is coming in the world, don't get it in. Falling next to Satan, bottomless pit in it. They want me to stop, that's what they with in this. Middle name is Faithful. Won't never quit it. Jonah, 3 nights, belly up a fit in it. Jacob dislocated his head in it. Judas betrayed Jesus with the kid in it. 2 and 3 in his name, he's in the midst of this. Stop playing, hell ain't worth the rid of this. It's like you spiritually splitting your rid of this.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Don't want your soul to burn, baby, burn. I see no evil, I hear no evil.
Seen, heads have not heard. Don't want your soul to burn, baby, burn. I see no evil, I hear no evil. This is the
fitted ill. Crucify Christ, too hard to kid it ill. Fiery darts, blocked by my shitted ill. Hurt by holy blood that was spitted ill. This a holy war, what the did it ill? It's not a game, your soul is too ridded ill. Satan murdered, destroyers did it ill. Mr. Rapture, don't take the city ill. Some of y'all in church for the threaded ill. I'm here to make sure I do God's with it ill. I fall short, yeah, you bless me, spit it ill. Blessed in the city, blessed in the fitted ill. Construction worker, kingdom bid it ill. Prayer warrior, Navy city ill. This is so fool, better eat your minute ill. I'm a whale in the middle of a witted ill.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Don't want your soul to burn, baby, burn.
Has accepted Christ into his life. He is a youth minister. This man is Dwight Pete Ricks. This man saved me in a way. Okay? I went to him first. This man is, him and his wife Fatima have done so much for me. And if you want to ever book him, okay, I have his information for you guys. If you ever want to book him, you go to Lady PK, that's Lady P as in Peter, K, at ymail.com. Send her a message. And they will get back to you, and you could book them for a party or anything for the kids, you know? And listen, kids are into hip-hop, man. It's a good way to get it going. I want to read something my mother sent me. It's pretty nice. It's a little prayer for spiritual strength. So if you want, put your heads together, bow, hold hands, whatever. I'll read it off. You don't have to follow me. You could just put your hands together. O Lord Jesus Christ, out of your love you died and rose for me and gave me the Holy Spirit. In his light and through the prayers of your holy mother, I ask you to proclaim the gospel of your love in my heart and in my life today. I renounce an attachment to sin, and I rebuke in your name every spirit of evil and disorder. Let your risen glory shine all through me that I may love and adore you with my whole being. Shine in my body, my brain, and my nervous system, my chemistry, every tissue and organ. Shine in my mind, will, all their powers in my psyche, my unconscious, my sexuality, all my energies, so that I may love, work, pray, play, and sleep in your holiness. Shine in my heart and spirit. Put to death my egotism. Cast out my fear and every sinful habit, enlighten me wholly, and transform all my relationships, fully restore your image in me, so that I no longer live, but you live in me. Root me and center me in the Father's love. Consecrate me to praise, consecrate me to his praise and to the wholehearted love of all my brothers and sisters, and in order of my days and deeds in your peace. For you are my life, my hope, my joy, and my healing. And I send up glory to you and to your eternal Father, together with the all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Oh, that's so powerful. That was from Father Robert Pelton of the Madonna House. People, it is time for a change. You understand? This world is going to the pits. Now, it's either you're going to just keep on moving it, or you're going to bring them back into your life and you're going to have a breakthrough. Like Fulton Sheen said 20 years ago, like Joel Osteen says now, you're going to have a breakthrough. He's the breakthrough God. Remember that. He's the breakthrough God. Okay? You can do anything you want, you know? When something bad happens, that's when we look to the Lord. This is true. This is very true. I had a discussion with somebody the other day. Oh, well, you know, if you weren't all down in the pits, you know, maybe you wouldn't be reaching. Listen, I will praise Jesus every day of the week. I got my son growing up Catholic. I got him right. He's at the top of his class in his reading right now, doing his thing. And I believe it's all because of Jesus. And so does he. He loves it. So I got another question from a viewer. This is nice. I like these things. These are good things. What do we learn from the temptations of Jesus in the desert? Well, that's a good one. The temptations of Jesus in the desert recapitulate the temptations of Adam in paradise and the temptations of Israel in the desert. Satan tempts Jesus in regard to his obedience to the mission given by the Father, Christ, the new Adam. Resist, and his victory proclaims that his passion, which is supreme obedience of the Philippian love, the church unites herself to this mystery in a special way in the liturgy season of Lent. Well, that's it. What do we learn from the temptations of Jesus in the desert? He basically became the new Adam, and he didn't bite the apple Eve, like Jay-Z would say. Don't bite the apple Eve. And that's, I love that song. That song was good. Of course, the non-cursed version. I promised my son I wouldn't be listening to that no more. You know, but it's a spiritual warfare, my friends. Spiritual warfare. It starts in your mind. Do not think you're crazy. I'm telling you right now, don't think you're crazy. Not even close. If you've been baptized, if you haven't been baptized, whatever the case may be, we must work together to see God's will. When it comes to Jesus, what won't we do? We won't quit. When it comes to Jesus, what won't we do? We won't quit. That's the bottom line. That's what it comes down to here today. Today, we need to step up to the plate and say, Jesus, come into our lives, come into our home, guide us through this transitional period, and let's be reborn in our faith, okay? Let's be reborn in our faith. That's the bottom line, guys. You know what I'm saying? That's all we need to do. We need to get back into our faith, and I need to get back into more hip-hop music because I love this preacher's kid. He's the man, and I think we're going to be going. Whoop. I don't know, maybe. And it looks like maybe not.
Yo, scriptures! For this one, they might persecute me. Who would ever think you see Christian groupies? The body of Christ is like Sin City. Topic of sin, I show no pity. You might say, who is he? I'm God's servant. Walking in spiritual discernment. They don't fast no more, don't pray no more. The church don't use Jesus' name no more. What's going on? I can't really call it. Too much sin and no room for it. Spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is here. In Jesus' name, rebuke, get out of here. No more fear, we preaching the truth. They molesting, abusing, using the youth. Waving their wolves inside sheep clothing. Pray for us, for the sin we expose. You can take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You can take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? So-called Christians, they give me screw face. Where the love at, man? You need a new face. Bad mouth the preacher, so two-faced. The gift will make room for you to haste. Smiling when you shake the preacher's hand. Passing his house, spitting on his land. Practicing voodoo, still reading palms. Still drinking, I'm still reading psalms. Still a man of God, and Satan don't like this lifestyle of the saved and righteous. Open up your eyes, letting anything go. Sisters, cover up, letting everything show. Lord, have mercy, we need God's grace. The body of Christ, see God's face. Abraham and Lot inspired me to write this. Lord, we spare the church for one righteous. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? This ain't for the babes, it's for those that know. Seeing all the sin and still letting it go. False prophesying, lot of compromising. Not enough people with the flesh dying. Lot of dishonor, not enough loyalty. Chosen generation, where is the royalty? For this one, they might come at me hostile. Sin leaves a bad smell in God's nostril. Body of Christ, please understand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. They want praise and worship more than the Bible. But the Bible is our means for survival. Too many idols seek the Lord again. Everybody Christian who's born again. It's on again, serve God with whole holy hands. Everywhere we stand now, it's holy land.
You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man.
You know, we just talking about how the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is still in the church today. You know, God took Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah. But the spirit was still in them. And that spirit is still in the body of Christ.
Check it out, man. Where our kids dress, what our kids eat, everything. So I want to go into a psalm because my man, preacher, the preacher's kid, the youth minister, Dwight Pete Ricks, my man. Love him like a brother. Psalm 55. This one's good. Give ear to my prayer, O God. Do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is severely pained within me. And the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearless and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, I wandered far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around on its walls. Inquility and trouble are also in the midst of it. Destruction is in its midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from its streets. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me that I could hear it. Nor is it one who hates me who has exalted himself against me that I could hide from him. But it was you, a man my equal, my companion, and my acquaintance, who took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throng. Let death seize them. Let them go down alive into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud. He shall hear my voice. He shall redeem my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many against me. Amen. Hallelujah. God will hear and after afflict them, even he who abides from the old, Selah. Because they do not change, therefore they do not fear God. He has put forth his hand against those who were at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words softer than oil, yet they were drawn in swords. Cast your burden on the Lord. He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in you. Let me tell you something. I had to go somewhere one day and I went to go visit my friend's grandmother. She's in a nursing home. And I went to go visit her, and she wasn't there. She had stepped out. So I picked up a bunch of these New Testament, little Bibles. And I just opened the book and went to this, 55. Now, you tell me that Jesus is working? That's me. That's my life. That's my life up until now. No more. New man now. Okay? But we're going to get, we're going to just keep it moving. Because this one, I got to tell you, I'm about to play for you. This is definitely something that I put out to all the haters when I changed up and I was born anew. And the people saying I lost my mind, I did this, I did that. Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about, man. Jesus is good. Jesus is good.
I got 66 hooks, and when I got saved, I got 66 books. You in hell's kitchen, 66.
66 cooks. Can't steal my Dre with 66 cooks. Let's have revival, 66 days. Cat demons out of 66 days. So blessed I got 66 favors. World priesthood, 66 waiters. 66 rhymes, 66 lines. Download this song 66 times. Listen, this for 66 Christians. Don't let Satan move you out position. No matter the condition, we not flinching. Fishing for souls, that's our mission.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
Spiritual warfare keeps your doors locked. We outside rebuking witches and warlocks. There is a savior, but no blocks like the pit bull in the spirit, my jaws lock. Soul food needed now for all flocks. Watch the spirit man and change your door locks. My Bible clock when I hear the door knock. Peace Jesus saves until the war stops. Holy Ghost party, fam, it don't stop. Think this is hell, I know a place more hot. The sake of peace, Abraham will leave Lot. Giving out tracks in front your weed spots. Power in Jesus' name, don't need cops. Just in his presence to make your knees drop. Devil and his demons hoping I would stop. But the church need a revival like Woodstock.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
I want somebody else with cats on fire. Crucify flesh, biblical barbed wire. Devil, you a liar. Bow to Messiah. Old armor, God, spiritual attire. Jesus Christ, the one I admire. In my life, I had to kill Messiah. Let's go higher, up Jacob's ladder. Let God arise and my enemies scatter. Christ ain't dead, he been out the tomb. Jacob and Esau, fought in the womb. Listen, I'm a born again Christian. Count it all joy in my affliction. God is faithful, so he don't lie. Satan can't repent, so he don't try. We walk by faith, don't need no why. Crucify Christ, but he don't die.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me.
All you have to do is ask, and you shall receive your wish. Sincerely mean it, and you shall receive your wish, and you will see how your life will come in order. And I'm not even kidding with you. Will come in order. It works. It works. I used to be a mess, flumbering around, and I had loads of money, dude. I drove a BMW. I take a bus now, and I'm more happier now taking a bus than driving a BMW doing stupid, crazy things. Okay? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Listen, you know, I know the show's probably coming to an end, but God does love you. Remember I told you that? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then also Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then there's, of course, God's remedy for sin. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name. John 1:12. Dude, I'm a Bible mechanic. You have no idea. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4. There's your remedy. There's your remedy. Confess your sins. Tomorrow is Holy Innocence Day. Pray for the unborn. And to stop abortion in this country, it's a travesty. It's disgusting. I'm pro-life, for life. Bottom line is, it's God's gift. And, that baby's breathing from the get-go. The reason why it's Holy Innocence Day is because when Caesar Augusta put out a thing, they started killing the kids on that day. They tried to find a Messiah. He didn't want the Messiah being born. He got scared. He got nervous. He got nervous. Jesus got nervous. Listen, I had a great time with you guys tonight. I think we're almost done, but we're going to get to another track from my man, the Preacher's Kid. And God bless. I love you all. Mommy, I love you. Daddy, love you. Sister Amory, Sister Susan, Aunt Joe, Aunt Mary, Cousin C, Johnny Piero, my man Joe Cavallo, I pray for you. Please come home, my brother. You're doing something for someone else, and it's disgusting, and it's a travesty. And like I said, you ever want to be inspired, you could listen to Father Carapi. Okay, you could listen to Frederick Pasegna, Father Frederick Pasegna, and that's it, man. I had a lot of fun with you. If you live in New York, go to channel 146, EWTN. Channel 97 is NY.net. There's a whole bunch of different things you could do. There's a whole bunch of different things you could do to get inspired. But remember, tomorrow's Holy Innocence Day, so pray for the unborn. That's one. And hug your children. Hug your children, or send them a text, tell them you love them. Johnny boy, I love you. If you're listening, you're probably out in the nice Florida weather, but it's all good. Baby, baby!
See clearly now the rain is gone. Because of Christ, the pain is gone. Wipe his blood off, but the stains ain't gone. Body of my Savior, the grave is gone. Born again, worthy ways is gone. This is new me, not the same old song. I'm humble now, my rage is gone. I'm outside the box, my cage is gone. Love my enemies, my hate is gone. Wrestle angels, if I break up stone. Body is breaking, my chains is gone. This is you can't even pawn. Stand on the word, my legs is gone. Preach in the pulpit, my stage is gone. Where the faithful at, the grave is gone. This ain't for the weak, this is for the strong. Christ, I wish you would. I preach in the hood, I'm standing on wood. Fish to the saints, knew Jesus stood. I wish I could, maybe I'm dreaming. Preach God and why to Cleveland. Morning to the middle of the evening. 9 to 5, even on the weekends. To the saints, even the heathens. Dust off if they not receive it. Lucifer arrested for treason. Iniquity written as a reason. Glory, glory, season to season. God bless you, you ain't even sneezing.
Change, Jehovah, my everything has a sense of failure. just not my cover. Give God glory even when I suffer. I'm out the gutter, made me a preacher. Sin and man gone, I'm a new creature. My Redeemer, bright and morning star. King of kings, and issues are changed.
Company installing kite wind generators or kite gens.